The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm William Pesek. New York's brush with developing nationhood in October is an even bigger warning to Asia than America. The city is excused for wondering if it had suddenly been transported to Bangladesh. The deadly floods and crippling power outages following Hurricane Sandy made a mockery of the view that climate change is still a theory. Just ask Lower Manhattanites calling their neighborhood Little North Korea. These Asia references are oddly fitting, since Asia is where the real wake-up call must be. This region generated 25% of the world's gross domestic product between 1980 and 2009, and that share is rising quickly. Yet Asia suffered nearly 40% of all global losses from natural disasters. China, India, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Bangladesh are all uniquely vulnerable. Asia-Pacific residents are 4 times more likely to suffer natural disasters than Africans, and 25 times more than North Americans. It's time for Asia to own the fact that natural phenomena are a growing threat to progress. Steps must be taken to brace for their impact and reduce their incidence. That requires far more energy, planning, and resources. Sandy showed New Yorkers they are vulnerable and must plan for a more chaotic future. Asians don't have that luxury. They're already living in it. For more opinion from Bloomberg View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.